Hey guys, welcome back to the Evan and Caitlin podcast, the podcast where you come for the freshest and hottest YouTube tea.
Oh, we're spilling the tea today. I should have made tea. I always have tea in the podcast. I have water. You didn't warn me that that's how, what you were opening with.
We'll be right back. Okay, we're back, and Caitlin has her fresh tea.
I am prepared with the tea. I come with tea.
So today we're going to be talking about YouTube, some updates on copyright systems, some drama that's going on, and I don't know, actually, Caitlin prepared this podcast.
I did. I prepared this tea today. Okay, So some recent interesting YouTube updates, potentially good things, potentially bad things, and then we have a game that is inspired by a game that I listened to on the Jenna Julian podcast where they did Florida Man or Not, which basically there's like a subreddit called Florida Man, and it's, I won't go too far into the details because this was their game, but it's a bunch of headlines. So it's Florida Man, you know, gets stalked by alligator. That's a really lame one. Usually they're funny. And so Julian presented a series of Florida Man headlines that were real and were fake, and Jenna had to guess.
Yes.
I did the same thing today, but it's called YouTuber Headline or Not.
Mm.
And so I found some YouTuber headlines that were real, and I made some up myself, and you're going to have to guess which ones are real and which ones are fake.
I'm going to get 100%. I'm going to pass this test.
Yeah, I think you'll... Well, I don't know, actually. But yeah, we'll get into... We can get into some of the interesting updates, because some of them... One of them has affected us
a decent
directly.
Amount.
Decent amount, and that's copyright claim stuff.
Yeah, and on if you like are surrounded by the YouTube stuff like we are, you've obviously heard of this. But if you haven't heard of this, copyright claims are a big current issue on YouTube. Sometimes they're being used properly. Sometimes they're being abused.
Usually abused. It seems usually like the ones abused. You hear about.
Yeah, yeah. So basically, when we as content creators create a piece of content, we put a lot of work into it. We do the filming, the scripting, the editing, or whatever it needs. You know, every channel is different, but we put in all this time to make a video. Now, there's two things that can happen. One, if you are a big company like Sony, you can like put your music within YouTube's system and say, hey, if you ever match this song, let us know and we can claim it. So that's one thing, the automatic system.
Yeah.
And then a lot of these companies, they have people manually watching YouTube videos. And then if they detect, if like the person hears or sees anything about that video that they think is copyrightable, they will claim it. So it's like if in the background, like we're in the mall and we're walking along and the radio is playing a song that we don't have the rights to, technically like a company like Sony or Warner Brothers or whatever can claim our entire video in various ways.
Yeah. I feel like even if it was a legit claim, I feel like they should only get a proportion of the money that like that song is in. So if the song is in 1% of the video, they should only get 1% of the revenue.
Yeah.
That's not how it works.
No.
But the main issue is a lot of people will leave false claims.
Yeah.
So they'll the one that we've had done to us before
is so crazy. It's crazy, so crazy that it's possible.
We have some artists that we support on Patreon, or we used to. We've since switched from doing this method of gathering music because this has happened. But we had artists that we supported on Patreon, and you know, it's just like a Patreon agreement that we have the rights to use their music by supporting them.
Mm-hmm.
But what's happened is these companies have made like bogus albums where they'll take artist music, add bad rap lyrics on top of it that are just terrible. And they'll just record it directly over various artists' music, put it in an album on like Google Play and stuff, and then say that they own the copyright.
Yeah.
So every time that's happened, we've been able to like fight the copyrights, you know, say we know who the original artist is, the person making this claim does not own it, we have permission to use it, blah, blah, blah. But it's a huge pain. And like, it's basically up to the copyright claimer to say, okay, you got me. This wasn't a real claim. You can use it. But we don't really have any power.
We don't have almost, yeah. It's like if someone claims one of our videos and we dispute that and we say, no, it's fair use or we have the rights or whatever, if they say, no, you don't, then the only way to like move forward is to take it to court.
Yeah.
I believe.
Yeah.
You have to like go to the courts to like defend the rights to your own thing that you created.
Yep.
And you know, sometimes there have been like legit mistakes that were kind of made, like on one of the songs that we used, we were supporting an artist. The artist said that he created it, and he did, but underlying in that song was like a tempo or a beat or something.
It wasn't
that
even
was sampled from another song.
It wasn't even sampled.
Oh, yeah.
Because sampling is where like they'll take an actual bit. Like bit from the song and include it in theirs. There was a certain like part of a song with a certain like tune and lyrics, and the artist we supported had another singer singing it. Yeah. It was in a totally different style, but it was like the same few lyrics in a similar
tempo,
but different tune, and we got copy struck by like Warner or something. We didn't even know that like those words and that tune came from anything. But if there's a reason that you guys don't hear the like cool kind of old school swing beats on our channel anymore, it's because we were paranoid about that happening again. So now we like only use certain types of music. But anyways, the update to this, there's been a couple. So in July, they changed it to where like your content ID claims, if people are doing them, they have to be timestamped.
Yep.
And if the people making the claim don't like provide accurate data, they can get blocked from doing any more claims.
Yep.
And YouTube says they introduced tool like editing tools to remove or replace the music. They suck so bad. You can't like zoom in on your timeline. You just have to, you know, if you have a 20-minute video, you have to like try to get the correct start and stop point. We tried to do it.
It was tough.
We weren't able to. but then the more interesting update, and this is so all that was kind of background.
Yeah.
The more interesting update is now they say that incidental clips, which is like if
playing
you're
in the background
at a store and there's radio going on in the background, or very short clips, which they don't define. They just say very short, can still be claimed, but not for revenue, which the theory is that these companies that are manually claiming it, they have to hire people or pay somebody to be watching all these YouTube videos looking for it, because it's worth it to them, because then they make revenue. But if they're not making revenue, maybe they'll stop doing that and they'll just leave creators alone. But the downside is that the options are like they can block the creator from making money, so we could still not make money, or they can block the video entirely.
Yeah.
And so the worry is that in the short term, there will be more videos that are just blocked entirely.
And the crazy thing is, some channels use the same intro music and the same outro music. And the really, really scary thing is, some channels like that, they'll have 200 videos. They'll have a large channel. They'll have worked years and years to build up this channel and everything. And all of a sudden, if someone says, hey, this music that you used in your intro, you didn't have the full copyright aspects to it. And it's very confusing and hard to like know that for sure and fully be able to trust in people that say like, yeah, you can use this. but like if you have that in every single one of your intros, your entire library could just
be gone. Yeah.
Be gone.
Yeah. It's terrifying.
It's terrifying. It's like a wild, wild west on YouTube sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like we only have two music sources and they're both proven legit.
Yeah. Okay. And I'm kind of like looking through your outline here. I have an even more update on this.
Really?
Yeah. YouTube is actually suing someone for abusing the copyright system.
I heard about that. Where did I hear about that?
Philip DeFranco.
Okay. Yeah. We watched the same stuff.
we might have been watching it at the same time.
But it's setting a precedent.
Yeah.
So if they successfully sue this person, and it's just like a random person, not even that, it's not like a huge company or anything, but they've been repeat offenders to multiple channels. They keep changing their username, but it's all traced back to the same person making all these bogus claims and trying to like hold things ransom.
Yeah.
But if they succeed, if they succeed in suing them, then that should hopefully prevent other people from doing it, because then it shows it's like defendable in court.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, it's crazy.
It is scary. Cause I think that in a way, the old system where you just like lost your monetization or you ended up sharing the monetization, that's not too scary. It's annoying. It's upsetting, but it's not that scary.
I mean, losing your monetization is pretty scary.
Losing it is scary, but like,
because there goes like your income.
You know what's even more scary is if all of a sudden you just start losing videos.
Yeah, that's scarier.
That's the worst case scary scenario.
Yeah.
That's terrifying to me.
Yeah, I know.
But like, I guess the thought is like, we have gotten kind of both aspects of this. We have gotten a legit claim from a legit music person or like, you know, company.
Where we saying just didn't
know. Hey, in one of the songs you used, our underlying beat and melody was used in that, so you can't use that. And we're like, honest mistake. Sorry. I guess we lose monetization. No big deal. I mean, it is a big deal, but it's like not that bad. Mm-hmm. But what if like we had just been going about our day and all of a sudden one of our most popular videos is just gone?
Ugh.
Because of like a very honest, simple mistake that we made with no malintent. It's like we're trying our best to follow these complicated rules.
Yeah, it's not like we're trying to like put, you know, Call Me Maybe in the song and like or in the video and get away with it.
Yeah, and like it's not like we're pirating music and re-uploading our own music videos of them to try to get money off of the music. Yeah. No. We're like, the music is a very incidental part of this. And it's not even like, I hate to like call people out, but like there are some channels that use music as a big part of their videos. Like mm-hmm. I know that Elle Mills has talked about her use of copyrighted music in her videos before.
She very openly does it.
Like, she just very openly does it. She's like, you know what? It's the mood that I was going for. I couldn't think of another song. I just had to do it, and I tried to like minimize the amount of seconds that it was playing. And like that was kind of it. You know, she honestly says that.
She knows she's doing it.
She's doing it. And the music is kind of an integral part of her.
And for us, it's like just background.
So
it like sucks like, so much.
It's like, don't worry about it.
I do think if YouTube makes their tools better to edit it out.
Yeah. I wish you could replace it with your own audio. Because right now, the only thing you can replace, like if there's a segment of your video that has infringing music in it, the only thing you can replace it with are other musical songs from the YouTube audio library.
But like if you're talking during that scenes, then and you replace it with music, then it'll just be your mouth moving and just music. Oh no, can you add like text on top of it that says like, sorry guys, had to change the song?
No, you can't. Like the only tools that YouTube has is replace music, blur faces, and edit out that chunk. You could just remove that chunk.
Yeah.
So that's, it's like all of a sudden you just jump forward in time a little bit.
Yeah, it's not the best.
But I mean like so we have been part of like the like a legit claim. It was an honest mistake, but it was a legit claim from a legit company.
But more claims we've had have been bogus.
It's like,
and they're infuriating.
Completely bogus claims. It's like, look, we're a channel that's doing this. This is our business, and there's just some like punk out there that's trying to like
youths.
I bet it is a youth somewhere. You know what? I'm just going to start a side hustle and I'm just going to create all these.
I'm just going to rap terribly over all these songs.
And then I'm just going to claim it on all these other, companies and small channels. They don't know how to fight against it. They don't know what, because it's a confusing thing to fight against. Mm-hmm. So a lot of companies or a lot of people are probably like, oops.
We had to do a lot of digging to find their like bogus thing, because at first we were like, well, the person we're supported, maybe they did like take a sample from this person's song and it's legit. So you have to like go and dig around and find it. And it's not always the easiest.
You have to do a lot of internet sleuthing. Is that a right word?
Yeah.
Sleuthing?
Yeah. With meddling kids.
Yeah. And we're pretty good sleuths.
Yes.
Yeah, we're pretty good sloths. And we sloth that out real good. But forget that I said that. Edit that out.
Are you talking to yourself in the future?
I know I'm not going to edit it out. But I mean, so it's like, at least YouTube is trying things out. I'll give them credit there, because they are trying to balance it out. Because like, there's no way that they can be the arbiter on all of these cases.
Yeah, no, they can't. And I think they're trying. I think like, it's just going to take time to work all the kinks out. And I hope that there's not, I mean, there's already been casualties along the way, but you know, you just hope it doesn't get drastically worse.
Yeah.
Like while they're working things out. Another interesting thing, and this has been resolved, but I just thought it was interesting. Another piece of like YouTube news is that YouTube started flagging robot fighting videos as animal cruelty.
What?
And
so wait, like what counts as animal or robot fighting?
Okay, so I'll just a little background. I learned about this from Angus Maker's Muse.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw his video post on Twitter, and then I watched the video. Super interesting. So we can link to that. You're scooching me over.
Yeah.
I'm out of frame. He goes into a lot more detail about it. But basically, any type of like BattleBots type videos,
Oh, wow.
So a lot of people from the actual BattleBots teams will upload their videos, and those are some of the ones that some of the examples he showed, because they posted like the emails they got from YouTube. But the interesting thing is what the email says is that, you know, their video has been flagged by the YouTube system, and upon review, it's been determined that this video is not suitable because of animal cruelty. Then it gives examples like dogfighting and cockfighting.
Upon review?
But it said upon review, which is like obviously. So that's the thing. It's like obviously, and I will say they've since remedied this. They've gone back all the videos, but the videos were just getting taken down.
Taken down.
They were blocked.
Removed.
Yeah, they were blocked. Like people's videos were just gone. And then they've since been reinstated. No email from YouTube or anything. They were just back after this kind of blew up on Twitter.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the weird thing is that it said upon review.
So someone supposedly
reviewed.
Said yes. So that means one of two things. One, the people that they're reviewing aren't really reviewing.
Or they say upon review, but it's just an algorithm reviewing.
It's just an algorithm reviewing.
Isn't that interesting? Because when you see, like when you request manual review and your thing gets like demonetized and you're like, oh, there's nothing in here, manual review. You assume it's a person.
Yeah.
And maybe it is, but maybe it isn't. I don't know.
Well, there's another whole thing. There's like a Hidden Brain episode on it about people caring more and more about robots. Because robots are like, you know, robots can... they can express themselves now, and they can, you know, people start caring about robots. So
you
it's
give
like,
them little personalities.
Yeah. So it's like if you built up within a video, like the caring, like if you with the viewer built up an empathetic relationship with a robot, and at the end you destroyed it, is that like cruelty being shown? It's not animal cruelty, but like, will it become in the future when robots can like. You know, when people can form connections to robots, will it become like something that isn't
suitable?
Some form
of cruelty?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So it's like, imagine like a Tickle Me Elmo 10.0, where like Elmo can like recognize your face and say like, hi, Evan, how are you doing today? And like you can talk with it, because that's becoming like within the realm of possibility now, like facial recognition, you know, advanced algorithms and stuff for interacting with robots, voice recognition and everything. So what if in a video you like have this robot be a character and at the end you destroy it? Is that suitable for
I think it's probably content? Fine. Because okay, think of what's his name? Andre. He's like the animation channel we watch that does a lot of like YouTube drama type animations.
Oh yeah.
He's got Wilford, his purple duck goose friend. This is all animated, but sometimes like Wilford gets shot.
Oh yeah. So,
and it's all done in like skit form within the animation, but that's a fictional animal character that's not really alive and he's not getting flagged. So I think something like that would still be fine. I think that like a line has to be drawn.
Yeah, but it's interesting because there are lots of lines being drawn all over the place.
That's true.
And they're all very blurry.
yeah, that's true.
Yeah, because like it is a tough problem to address. There is bajillions of hours of YouTube content being uploaded all the time, and YouTube has to rely on algorithms, and algorithms are going to continually fail.
Yeah, this might sound like we're like complaining about YouTube. We're not really complaining. Like we love YouTube.
Yeah.
YouTube is awesome, and I think like they're doing the best they can.
Well, yeah,
you know,
and most
things.
And this completely points out why YouTube is one of the main, like the only video service out there like this. Because they're the only ones that can try to address these problems. Because no matter what website there is, there are going to be these issues.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. If you get big enough, you're going to face these issues.
Especially when there's money involved. Money is the thing that complicates the whole thing.
But if there's not money involved, there's
then no
business.
One's going to do it. Yeah. That's like what's that video site that starts with a V? Like
Vimeo?
Vimeo.
Yeah.
So Vimeo, there's no inherent monetization. There's no... I think you have to pay them to upload. If you want to like upload more than a certain amount of videos per month or a certain gigabyte or whatever, it's like you have to pay them.
It's basically just a video
to host
portfolio
your
site.
Videos. Yeah. So on that site, you don't hear about controversies ever because there's
not
like
enough people on there.
There's no shenanigans to be had.
Yeah, no shenanigans.
And YouTube is where the shenanigans are because
all
you can make a lot of money on YouTube.
Yeah.
And everyone goes crazy over that.
Yeah.
It's like, can't we all just decide to be like Let's try to do our best.
Honest human
and
beings.
And let's all be honest human beings, and let's like not abuse the systems, because when people try to abuse things, that's when rules have to be put in place that harm everyone else.
Yep.
Yep.
My brain's exhausted now.
You know what isn't complicated and there is no drama around?
What?
Squarespace. Because when you host a website on Squarespace, you don't have to do the maintenance. You don't have to install any plugins or updates or anything like that. We host our podcasts on Squarespace. We host our
gaming channel website
on Squarespace. And you know how much maintenance?
The podcast website. I'll say not
the podcast website.
Yeah.
Guess how much maintenance we've had to do there?
How much?
None. Because it just works.
Yeah.
And having a website is a really important part of many people's businesses, you know? So if you want to sell products, you can do that on Squarespace. If you want to host a portfolio, you can do that on Squarespace.
If you want to, if your business is some sort of service and people need to book appointments, you could do that on Squarespace. They have all these different like fancy integrations that you would think like, oh, I need to hire a web designer to do this custom for me.
Nope.
But it's all built in.
It's all built in. And no third-party plugins needed.
And 24/7 support.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
So if you are interested in getting your own Squarespace website and want to take the plunge into having a legit website, head over to squarespace.com/Evan and Caitlin podcast.
Yep, for 10% off your first purchase.
Hey, that's a really good collaborative ad read right
that
there.
That was it's a nice like... segue. I saw it coming, but I didn't stop it. It was good.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was pretty smooth.
It was pretty smooth.
Okay, do you want to talk about YouTube TV some more?
I want to go into the game.
Okay, the game.
I'm so excited to do this. Okay, so we already kind of explained it. Oh, yeah, we'll do the music. Okay. Can't forget that. Okay.
All right, so I'm really curious. Hit me.
Okay. Don't look at the screen.
I'm not. I'm going to be looking at the camera. If you guys see my eyes going away,
you know that I'm cheating.
I'm just going to drink while looking at you.
Okay. So I'm not going to tell you how many real headlines I have or how many fake headlines I have.
Oh my gosh. What if they're all fake?
They could be. Or they could be all real.
That'd be devious.
I was doing a lot of research yesterday. So, you know, you don't know.
I don't know.
Okay. I will say that only of the, ones that I was looking at, I only actually recognized one of the YouTubers, which always just makes me realize
there are a lot of YouTubers out there. Yep.
Yeah. And I will also preface this by saying that like no shade towards any of the YouTubers and the headlines. I was just Googling what was out there and picked ones that I thought would be fun for you
to
try to guess.
If there's any shade, it's from the algorithm.
It's algorithm. It's Google shade. It's not our shade. Okay. 6-year-old YouTuber buys $9.5 billion house with profits from controversial toy review channel.
How old?
Six.
6-year-old. So that's not Ryan Toy Reviews, because he is older now. He is about 9. And billion?
I'll read it again. 6-year-old YouTuber buys $9.5 billion house with profits from controversial toy review channel.
Oh, gosh. I give this a 50-50% chance, because there are, like, there's a lot of money to be had in those kids' toy review channels.
Oh,
like
Ryan has paved the way.
The highest paying channel, the highest paid YouTuber on YouTube
is a
kid who does toy reviews and stuff and which other content.
I guess essentially means his parents. Like,
well, does it go to a trust in his name that his parents can withdraw from?
I don't know. Maybe it depends on how the channel was started. Was it started because like Ryan was like, "Mom and Dad, I really want to make YouTube videos," and they're like, "Okay, we'll help you." Or was it the parent saying like, "You know, Frank, I think this would be a great." I'm just assuming the dad's name is Frank. Frank, I think this would be a great investment opportunity. We should start making these videos. Our kid's super cute. Look at Ryan.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's always reviewing toys anyways. Well, might as well just start a channel about it.
He's a little weirdo reviewing toys anyways. Put a camera in front of him, makes them, you know.
Money.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that kind of goes into a whole nother question about YouTube and like, because with
who
TV.
Owns the content.
Well, and also with TV, there are rules and regulations on who gets the profit, how the parents can use it, and like
how many hours a week a kid can be worked.
Worked and stuff like that. And there's like strict regulations all the way until they're 18, I think.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
on
but
YouTube,
there's not like unions for YouTube.
No. There's no like people like overseeing the parents and how they, have their kids spend their time and everything. Okay, that's a whole another thing. We're not going there.
That's too much tea.
Oh, there's too much tea spilling. There's
too much tea. Okay. Do you need a sip of tea?
Oh yes, please. Thank you.
Okay, here you go. It's very hot. Careful. You can always tell when Evan sips because it's very audibly loud.
Okay, the tea has told me. It is true.
And the answer is, it is true.
Oh, the tea told me.
Okay. So I'll give you a little bit of information. So this happened. This headline was from a few weeks ago. It's a South Korean YouTuber named Borum.
Wow.
Or the channel. I don't know if that's her name or that's the channel name. But it's a little girl. And the controversy is that there's several staged clips in her channel where, like, very questionable things are happening. So the examples given are, one, a staged clip where she's, like, stealing money, a staged clip where she's driving a car, and a staged clip where she's giving birth.
What?
Yeah, so there's, like, weird staged clips, which is, I guess, why it's controversial. Again, we've never heard of the channel before this. I'm just reading what's in the article.
But that's pushing it.
That's, like, pushing it. But, yeah, $9.5 billion house. But then it's also, like, it's weird because it's, like, 6-year-old YouTuber buys this house. But it's, like, is she buying it?
She's like, not,
I don't
really.
Think she was, like, Mom and Dad, I really want this house. And they're like, whatever you want, baby, it's your money.
Yeah.
For, you know.
And it's not like the 6-year-old is coming up with those clips. You know, someone is.
Oh, no, she's not. I think it's controversial because, like, the parents are, I'm assuming, running the show.
Yeah.
Because she's 6. And that's, like, weird.
It's weird.
It's weird.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that was a real one.
Man. Okay. Next one. This time I'm going to have the tea ready.
Oh, yeah. Have your tea ready.
Tell me.
Okay.
The tea will tell me.
Okay.
All right.
Don't look.
Oh, no, I'm not. I didn't see anything.
I saw your eyes glaze down. Okay. YouTube diver finds GoPro camera near waterfall containing man's final moments alive.
I'm going to swirl the tea.
Mm-hmm.
It is absolutely true because I saw that and I read it.
Oh, you did?
I did. Oh, gosh, I saw it on Reddit.
Ah, dang it.
Sorry, Reddit spoiled it for me. I don't know the details. So it's a little crazy.
He's a smaller YouTuber. His name is Rich Aloha, and he does kind of like outdoorsy, adventure-y type stuff. I believe his channel is like, I don't know, like 11K or something like that. And this was from 5 days ago. But yeah, he was just doing a video and he found this GoPro and it had a man who had died. I guess exploring he was near a waterfall. I don't know exactly what happened, but it was like footage of like this man and his friends like having a good time on the trip.
Oh
and,
man.
Yeah. So I guess now the family has it. So they have these like moments where he was happy. Right.
But also it's like, that's some heavy footage to have, you know, it's like,
but it's crazy. Cause the GoPro was I believe in water. Like he was diving.
Yeah.
And he found it, but a fully functional memory card and all this stuff, I guess it was in a waterproof case.
Man, it's too bad GoPro can't use that for a commercial because
that would be bad.
That'd be bad. That's a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy.
Okay, man, you're 2 for 2.
2 for 2. The tea has told me.
The tea and Reddit.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Ready for the next one?
Yes.
89-year-old woman starts YouTube channel playing Elder Scrolls, gains 1 million subscribers in less than a year.
That is true, and that lady is awesome, and I've also seen that on Reddit.
Okay, that's not her.
What?
No, I made up the facts.
What?
There is an old woman that plays Elder Scrolls.
Yeah, she's like known as like Gamer Grandma.
Yeah, but I just made up all these numbers.
Oh.
So that was like a half-half.
Oh.
I knew you would see that one on Reddit, but I knew you wouldn't know the details, so that one's kind of sneaky.
Oh, man, the tea has failed me.
The tea failed you. You assumed everything was true. That was kind of sneaky, though.
That was.
Because there is Gamer
Hitting
Grandma.
Me with the details, you know?
Yeah, well, I gotta put... These headlines were much more detailed than I expected.
Huh.
Like, many more words.
Wow.
In a headline, so I had to get detailed.
Okay, cool.
Okay, one more. You ready?
Yeah. I was so confident on that one.
I know. Is your tea ready?
My tea is ready.
Beauty YouTuber encourages fans to harass Urban Decay on Twitter. Results in lawsuit.
There's a lot of attack culture going on right now. I know it's like cancel culture. I kind of think of it as more of attack culture.
Yeah, because it's often used as an attack.
Sometimes there's cancel, like within the intent, but sometimes it's just like, hey, attack this person, and it's bad.
Yeah.
I think it's like a...
Sometimes it's just like personal feuds.
It's a dangerous precedent to kind of go down upon. You know, it's like... And I'm guessing it was on Twitter. If it's real, you don't need to verify or deny
it. I can read the...
But like, Twitter is like the main place where those attacks kind of spread because of the retweet.
So fast, yeah.
You know, and all of that. Like, Twitter is where like things really go viral. Or Reddit. But Reddit will not stand for that type of crap. Reddit would be like, who cares? Go away.
Yeah, that's true. Well, Reddit will kind of gang up on people, but
only if it's a small person promoting it, this outside of the situation.
Yeah, if a big person is telling them to go something? Do a thing,
oh, no,
they
no.
won't do it.
No, no, no.
If it's like self-guided, if Reddit decides amongst itself
yeah.
that somebody needs to be canceled or attacked or whatever, they'll do it.
Yeah.
But
for
not
sure.
because like a YouTuber told them to.
Yeah.
Do you want Reddit me to read it again? Mind. Do you need a sip of tea?
The tea already told me that it is true.
It is false.
Oh, God dang it. So was all of it fake? Or
all
was
of it fake. I just made that one up. Urban Decay is like one of the only makeup brands that I know of because I have some Urban Decay stuff. And I was like, oh, but putting an actual brand in there would make it seem like legit. And it seems like some kind of drama that would happen in the beauty community, you know, judging by the track record.
Okay, you completely got me on that one. I give you full credit. You have 1.5 points.
Thank you. Wait. Okay, you ready for the next one?
Yes.
Female gaming YouTuber raises $50,000 for charity by shaving her head on camera.
False. Oh wait, I didn't take my tea. Wait. I'm double guessing myself.
Let me know if you want me to read it again.
It's still false.
Yeah, it's false.
Oh,
I just wanted to put one in that was positive.
Yeah,
all of these are negative, and I was like, that'd be really cool.
That would
a
be cool.
A female like gamer shaved her head, raised $50,000.
That'd be very bold.
I mean, some people, it might not be as bold for some people. Like, let's say you already have like short hair.
So I wonder how it'd be. So it's like, so she starts out with a full head of hair, and every square inch is like $1,000.
Well, no, it's
so
not like that.
So it's like
No, that's not how those things work.
No.
Because then you could like shave a square inch, which would still be devastating to your haircut, and only raise $1,000. You raise money, and when it gets to the 50, you shave it in celebration. You do the whole thing at once.
Oh, you're like, yay!
I mean, you'd have to be ready for it.
Yeah.
You'd have to know it was coming.
Oh man, we were at your family's house, and for some reason we were watching a Fear Factor.
My cousins were showing us some Fear Factor clips on YouTube, yeah. And there's one now, a popular thing apparently, or I don't know if this is recent or not. We haven't watched Fear Factor in a long time, but the punishment or the thing you have to do is shave your head.
And she had a very hard time with it.
But this would theoretically be a different situation. She'd be volunteering to do it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You already have like a pixie cut or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah. Like, it's only like 4 more months until it regains like...
Maybe I should have done male YouTuber, but I feel like that wouldn't be that big of a deal.
Yeah, that'd be cool. That'd be cool.
We used to have like our principal would shave his head if he raised, you know, things like that at school.
Oh my gosh. What if someone shaved their beard though?
I mean, you did that accidentally.
Accidentally. And everyone was very upset.
Everyone was very upset. Yeah, I should have done like... made it a male instead of a female to make that one more believable because it would need to be more money for female.
yeah, I think so.
Maybe if someone had really bad press and they were trying to like make up for it.
Tana.
Yep, she's not a gamer.
Yeah, no, and she wouldn't do it.
Yeah, no. Okay, you ready for the next one?
Yes, I have my tea ready.
Okay. Beauty YouTuber addresses complaints over moldy and hairy lipsticks.
Oh, that's completely true. I heard about it. There's a YouTuber that had hairy lipsticks, and she didn't address it that well. Like, people are still upset with her, even though she tried to address it.
Yeah, that one actually is... That's the only one I knew about reading
it.
Jaclyn Hill is the YouTuber. This happened 2 months ago.
There's another one like JoJo Siwa or something like that.
Oh, that was different where there's like asbestos in her eyeshadow or something.
And she like made this very joking apology video that wasn't even an apology video about it. Like, hey, don't worry about it. It's cool. And I was like,
that was another bad one.
Oh, jeez.
That was another bad one. Yeah, I knew because we had watched something on that one together. So I knew you knew that one.
Yeah.
I figured you might knew this one, but I wanted to throw in.
Testing my breadth of knowledge.
Yeah. This is the only one that I had heard about ahead of time.
I'm excited to turn the tables on you and quiz you on YouTube headlines.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next time. Okay. Sorry, what were we about to say?
I was just going to say, apparently Jaclyn had to like cancel her Twitter and stuff for a while. Like,
what?
It was that
she was
bad.
Getting so much like hate, so much hate and stuff.
Yeah. Oof. Yeah, which is, again, scary. I mean, yeah, the product should have been good, but also like it's scary, the backlash.
Yeah, I mean, like, a lot of YouTubers that we've talked to, they've said, like, a very common refrain that we hear is, you get all this positive feedback, and we really appreciate all of the feedback you give, especially the 5-star reviews on iTunes. But
for our podcast, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. So all of the positive feedback helps, and it helps boost us up, and it helps us, like, know, like, yes, we're doing this for the right reasons, or people are enjoying this, or it's making people's days better. But those negative comments really do stand out to a lot of people.
And if you're getting an onslaught of negative comments, that would
be... Yeah, so if people we know have a hard time with just a small amount of negative feedback, what if the majority was negative? That'd be really hard.
That'd be rough, yeah.
I mean, and she did mess up, but it could have been... Like, I don't know her at all. I don't even know who she is or what her content is, if she's a nice person or not. But, like, again, with...
It could have been a much bigger scandal.
It could have been a much bigger scandal. But also, what if she was approached by a brand that she trusted... And they said, hey, would love to make something with you. And she's like, oh, well, I trust you. Go for it. And you can put my name on it. She trusted them to do well enough. And then she gets all of the backlash when another company or another person messed up.
Yeah. I mean, again, I don't know the actual situation.
Don't know the situation at all. But it's like there's a lot of...
That could be something that happens.
There's a lot of these dangers that you have to address, you know? And I guess that's why, you know, you really have to get involved and you have to have the time and ability to really dive in. Like, we know someone else who launched her own cosmetic thing, and she tested it and reviewed it and, like, worked with a company who was producing it for years on R&D and quality and everything before she launched it. So it's like, I guess that's the way you'd go about it if you're going to go about it responsibly, even if you trust them. Well, trust, but double check. Trust, but verify.
Something like cosmetics is a lot trickier than if you're doing, like, you know, merch or something, because there's, like, health issues with cosmetics too. So it's like, yeah, the quality of your t-shirt might not be as good as people hoped, but it's not like asbestos in your eyeshadow for, like, your children's eyeshadow. So, you know, there's, like, a lot more
different
stakes.
Different levels.
A lot more stakes.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was the easy one I threw in there, just in case you were horrible at this game and needed a win. But you're doing pretty good.
Thank you. I appreciate the faith.
I mean, I didn't know.
You know, based on my
most of them right.
Based on my music skills, you might have been right to doubt me.
But you're getting most of them right.
Oh,
so
thank
far.
You.
Okay. Good job. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
Family vlogger with more than 2.5 million subscribers accidentally admits to having fourth child for channel growth.
Oh my gosh.
Your face.
Just thinking about all of the implications of that. My gosh. It's like...
Imagine being the kid.
I was mainly thinking of the kid. It's like, I exist because my parents wanted to grow
more
their
views.
Channel. I like they didn't... Choose to bring me into this world for the right reasons. Yeah. Wow. I it's totally believable that someone would do that in this current environment, which is bad. It's badong.
It's bad wrong.
It's badong.
Kung Pao reference. I'm sorry for people who haven't watched Kung Pao.
So it's badong for sure. But is it real? Like it's such a believable headline, unfortunately.
Isn't it so sad?
It's so sad. So I'm going to have to say yes, because I mean, we, there are real life examples where stuff has leaked accidentally online and there, I believe it.
It's false.
Oh,
but isn't it crazy that it was that believable?
It was completely believable. I should have said like, no one would do that. But like, I'd be lying if I didn't believe that was a real headline.
It's crazy, right?
It's crazy. Okay. Well,
cheers. I don't know. You looked like you wanted to do a cheers.
I was like, pour one out for the
yeah, but don't pour it.
Loss
pour
of faith in humanity. Pour it out into my mouth. Which isn't pouring it out at all.
Okay, you ready for another?
I'm ready for another. Don't fail me now, T.
Pet tuber shocks the internet with taxidermy of beloved deceased sugar glider.
Oh my gosh. I'm going back and forth because some people who like animals have taxidermy done, but it would be controversial.
It's controversial to some people.
Yeah. What if like you're used to like seeing this thing and loving it and it's alive and you have a connection to it and all of a sudden it's like on the wall.
Yeah.
still
forever. I've only met one taxidermist in real life, and he freaking loved animals.
He loved animals.
No shade towards taxidermists. Yeah. Like, it seems, and what he said is most of them, like, love animals.
Yeah, and some taxidermists, like, but I think really get meaning in life because people come to them wanting to, like, you know, to the people who want taxidermies of their animals, they want that, and it brings joy to them in a way. Yeah. So it's like the taxidermists are bringing joy to the people, their clients.
But I think it's something that a lot of people feel very uncomfortable about.
Let
me know if you want me to read the headline again.
Yeah. Yeah, one more time.
Okay. Pet tuber shocks the internet with taxidermy of beloved deceased sugar glider.
The tea is telling me that it's true.
It's false.
Oh my gosh, Caitlin, how you are really good at this. Like in the beginning, I was like, yeah. But like, that's completely believable. Because like, one,
sugar gliders are very trendy pets for influencers.
Yep. And I totally believe that. That would shock and upset people.
Mm-hmm. But that a pet tuber might do it.
Yeah.
Like if the sugar glider was like a huge character on their show, mm-hmm. and the sugar glider passed away, they might do that as like thinking it would be a positive thing, like an homage mm-hmm. to their sugar glider. But then it would like completely shock people.
I should have been giving that YouTuber more credit, saying like they'd probably know that'd be a bad PR move.
But you don't know how big the YouTuber is. Some of these, like the guy with the GoPro was he had like 11K or, you know, 16K. Yeah, it could have been a
small channel that didn't know what they were doing.
But if Reddit got a hold of it or something, it could still blow up.
Reddit or Twitter.
Or Twitter, yeah.
Yeah.
So this doesn't have to always be big YouTubers.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. It is really hard. I had a 50-50 chance, and the odds have not been my favorite recently.
I'm proud of myself for doing so well.
Yeah, you did really good.
On the past few, fooling you.
Oh, shucks.
No, you're still doing really good. I think you've still gotten more right than wrong.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, you ready?
Yes. I might be above a failing grade. Who knows?
Okay. Drama YouTuber who's gotten nearly 100 million views in 11 months might not be a real person.
This is interesting because I know a lot of AIs and like YouTube personalities and influencers are now digital. There's like an Instagram account mm-hmm. that has a bajillion followers.
Shane did a bunch of videos on her.
Yeah. Yeah. This Instagram influencer, and they have a YouTube channel now.
Oh, really?
But on Instagram, they have millions and millions of followers. High engagement.
It's a like mostly realistic 3D person.
Yeah.
But it's confusing because they're often interacting
with real people.
This is not what the this is a separate thing. This is like not part of the game.
Yeah, this is a real thing that's going on.
There is a real influencer that is digital. Little Michaela. Well,
yeah, something like that. Yeah. And she does brand deals with like Adidas and huge companies.
And she's in like photos with other influencers and celebrities and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like there's a lot of mystery around it.
And so many people are like, is she real or is she not real? Yeah,
what is going on? It turns out it's a agency, like an ad agency that started and ran her and grew her. And it's all just like people behind the scenes. So read me the title again.
Okay. Drama YouTuber who's gotten nearly 100 million views in 11 months might not be a real person.
So now that's confusing to me in a lot of reasons. Might not be a real person. There has to be a real person running the channel, right?
I mean, I'm just reading headlines.
Or do you think that there's like a computer algorithm that's like...
I think that part could be open to interpretation. Like,
okay.
I think it has to be...
There has to be a person.
In a headline.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So you're saying, is this headline true or false? Mm-hmm. And within that headline, there can be interpretations like, yeah, there's a team behind it creating that content and running it, but like the personality that is the YouTube, like let's say the personality is like real tea spilled.tv or something, and the person's name is T. What's up, Mr. T?
It's Mr. T.
It's Mr. T. So Mr. T is the personality, and Mr. T isn't real. It's like a company that's running it, and Mr. T spills the tea.
So, is this true or false?
It is true.
You're right.
Yes!
Okay. This one was very interesting to me. I actually, like, all the other ones, I didn't watch the like videos about it, but mm-hmm. this one, there was a video about it and I watched it cause I was like intrigued.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll pull it up here so you can see.
Oh, was it Spill?
Spill.
Oh my gosh. I totally got it.
You
spill
totally
the tea.
Got it. Yeah. Spill the tea.
Ah!
Yeah. So the name isn't tea, but the name is Spill. Okay. So basically there's this channel that started and there's a lot of like tea
drama channels.
Spill type channels. And yeah. most of them are, a lot of them are real people. There are some animated ones. So this is an animated tea drama channel.
Mm-hmm.
There was a video by a YouTuber called D'Angelo Wallace who, and I watched his video and it's super interesting, but he did a video kind of uncovering some of this mystery.
Oh, wow.
Because, so it started with this channel called Spill. It's a cute little animated character with a, unlike a lot of drama channels, there's like a heavy amount of research that goes into these.
Wow.
And there's, it's not like peppered with jokes and funny things. It's just like straight information, very professional voiceover, very nice looking animations, and a ton of research. So you'd think like, wow, that would take a long time to do yeah. that. But they're uploading like multiple videos a week.
Wow.
And Spill, the character, talks about things like her classes and her homework and stuff like that. And so you think that she's like a girl in college or something like that.
Yeah.
And she's like just doing research and relaying this information in her spare time. But then there was one episode where she's talking about how she has a big homework assignment due. And so she's going to step out of this video and her friend Brew is going to step in. Brew is another animated character in the same style. And on the Twitter page, on Spill's Twitter, she like links to Brew, and Brew is a whole nother channel. Exact same style.
Spill and Brew, like Brew the tea?
No, his is science-based
content.
So he's a science YouTuber named Brew. And he's kind of disheveled looking, but same style animated character, very professional voiceover, very well thought out videos, multiple a week. I believe multiple a week on that one too. I know multiple on Spill. And then there's another one, another character that is sometimes brought in called Grill. And I don't know what he does.
Is it food related? Food and lifestyle.
I don't remember what Grill is. He's angry looking. so that's Grill. With the red shirt and he's got angry right. eyebrows. And then he was brought in a whole other channel. And all these channels have a lot of subscribers and put out a lot of videos and are very well done. And he has his own thing. And so it's like, okay, there's got to be a company behind
all of
these
them.
Channels that yeah. is doing this. And it's got to be like a huge team to be researching all this different type of content, doing the animations.
Yeah.
They have professional voiceovers, but they're presented as if these are real people.
Yes.
That like collab together.
Yeah.
Essentially. And they cross promote each other's stuff on Twitter. But then there's another channel on The Hill. And it's a totally animated story-based channel where Spill, Brew, and Grill and other characters all go to school. And like, so Spill saying she's got homework is the character Spill referring to the story where they're all animated characters together who are all YouTubers
gosh.
And all have their own channel referring to
it's
like
an alternate reality.
Yeah. It's like, oh, in our universe, I have homework. It's not the real person behind Spill having homework. It's Spill the character having homework in that universe.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that crazy? It's a whole alternate reality where there's like one of every type of popular YouTuber and they keep popping up more and building these crazy channels.
And then since they have the Academy now, like they can use the Academy channel to introduce a new character
yep.
who will then launch their own YouTube channel
yep.
and they can stay forever young, always in school.
Yep.
And because that's like a popular demographic to be in,
mm-hmm.
you know? Oh my gosh.
It can just go on forever. The company can grow. It's not tied to an actual person.
That's insane. It's smart and scary.
Right? Isn't it like a crazy concept?
It's a crazy concept. But it's really smart.
But it's like all these YouTubers going to school together, and they each have their own specialty and their own channels.
But the company maintains full control over the character, because if it was a real person, that person might want to renegotiate their contract. They might want
to leave
the crew or whatever. Yep. But like, since they're animated and anyone can take it over and anyone can be replaced, you know, then people have no control. Like, even if you're the voiceover for Spill, you can be replaced by another character, you know?
Yeah.
You can be replaced by T.
You could be replaced. Yeah, Spill might, maybe Spill graduates.
Yeah, you know.
T comes in.
Maybe they even, like, in the beginning, they made Spill do a going away video replaced by T, you know? So then at any time, if Spill leaves, if the voiceover person for Spill leaves.
And then they know it's possible.
They know it's possible. Like, what if you record your own, like.
Going away video.
Going away video. And you know that's just hanging over your head. So you can't even negotiate. Like, hey, I am the voice of Spill. I am important. You know that you can just be replaced like that.
Yeah.
Bingo, that's bingo.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Man, this has been like.
It's like a crazy adventure. And some of these videos, like some are like Spills are like 10 minutes, but I believe Brews are like long videos.
That's
like,
crazy.
These have to take a really long time.
This is
to
like
do.
Cartoon Network type stuff.
Yeah. Except it's like all related and it's all in the same universe.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, I'll put a link to D'Angelo Wallace's video about it. It's so fascinating to me. And his video is really good.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Craziness, right?
Brands are running drama channels, and it's a lot, is the title of D'Angelo Wallace's video.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah.
And I think that this is like a broader trend that a lot of real, like, independent YouTubers have been concerned about for a long time. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, there's nothing that we can do, and it's not that what these companies are doing are wrong. There's an opportunity, and they're seizing on the opportunity, and everything is like. That's totally fine, legal, and there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, this is how market forces work.
Yeah, and there are some, like, company YouTube channels that we really enjoy, like the Bon Appetit channel.
Yeah.
That's a company.
Yeah.
I think the reason this is weird is because it's not open about being a company.
Oh, yeah.
Like, all these individual channels, and I guess once you discover the On the Hill and you see all of them together, then you're like, you might be like, wait. But all these individual channels are kind of like presenting as if they're individuals, kind of.
Well, there's been a lot of animators that have been collaborating and having this organic flow of things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Life Noggin and Odd Ones Out and all of these big YouTubers who all live in the same area and often collaborate.
Yeah, that's true. So like, I guess a lot of people, theoretically possible if they were real people and they had a collaborative channel where their characters went
together.
So
like stuff like this has happened naturally before, but not at all with like the exact same art style, the exact same like a cohesive flow of things. All like, you know, if you have one company that's directing things, you can have a much more organically flowing and consistent message, theme, art style, and direction of the whole cohesive thing. If you're just a whole bunch of independent ad hoc, you know, channels that collaborate every now and then, it's more natural, but it's not as consistent and reliable. So
yeah, it's interesting.
Oh man.
Anyways, I thought that would be a good one to end it on.
Oh, that was like a really good one.
It's crazy. Thank you.
Awesome segment that you prepared.
Thank you. Maybe you can do the next one and I'll try to guess.
I'll do the next one. All right. Thank you so much. Oh, wait. Think of the week. I don't have anything. Do you have anything?
No.
Okay, give us a second.
We got things.
Okay.
We thought about it for a moment. So my thing of the week, and this is something, I think you introduced it to me, was it like 2 weeks ago?
I think so. Around there.
And as you guys know, we have been obsessed with Minecraft.
And we're not going to choose Minecraft again.
We're not choosing Minecraft again, but I'm choosing something that is still Minecraft. But okay, so Evan surprised me with a Nightmare Before Christmas texture pack for Minecraft. So basically, it's like a Minecraft world, and it's all freaking Nightmare Before Christmas, and it's amazing, and it's creepy, and it's like official. So it's like officially sanctioned, where they have all the real music, they have the actual characters, they made Halloween Town in Minecraft.
You can explore everywhere.
There's Christmas Town. We found the trees where you hop into the tree and go to your warped to Christmas Town.
Yeah. And there's more trees to go down. We haven't gone to like Easter or any of the other places.
We've only gone into Christmas Town and Halloween Town and just kind of like explored terrain a little bit and started building our house.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so cool.
It's like, amazing.
You just get transported. And I don't think I would have expected it to feel as different. You know, but it's like a totally different experience. Even things like, oh, this is what iron looks like with this texture pack is so cool and satisfying. And like, oh, this is what rain looks like.
It's like a whole new game all over again, which is
that,
so strange.
Like you, that like you know the rules of.
But. It's like the same mechanics, but it's a new game. It's like a sequel almost.
Yeah, it's kind of like a sequel almost. Yeah, it's super fun. So we've been playing that a little bit on the over on Twitch. No highlights have made it to the gaming channel yet, but they will soon. But we've also just been like playing little bits here and there, like before bed.
Yeah, and it's like it's approaching Halloween time.
Yeah, you know? It's late August. I think it's totally acceptable to play a Halloween game.
When we go to Lowe's, the Halloween supplies are out.
Yeah, they're out. So
it's acceptable to be getting into the Halloween spirit.
I think it'd be fun, like as we get closer to Halloween, to do like
a Halloween special stream. Yeah. Oh yeah,
yeah. I don't know. Like we'll
play inside again.
Or play Limbo.
Oh, Limbo. Yeah, Limbo.
But also, like, The Nightmare Before Christmas and, like, some other, like, scary games. I think that'd be super fun.
Yeah, we're easing into scary games. It's not really that scary, but we're replaying Half-Life right now over on Twitch.
Yeah.
Which has been really fun.
It's been really fun. It's my first time playing.
It's not the actual Half-Life from 1999. It's
Black Mesa.
Black Mesa. It's a fan-made remake that was done in 2015, so the graphics are better. But it's really fun.
It's really fun.
It's really, really cool. And my pick of the week is going to be, like, so many things. I'll just link to a resource that has them all. But recently on Twitch, we have a main recording that records the whole thing and streams it all at once. That gets the audio and everything. But then we also want to record the game and we also want to record the video. And when you record the full file at full resolution, the files are so big. Like this camcorder right here that like we're using for the podcast, if we recorded this podcast, the file would be 16 gigabytes. So I've been like coming up with this crazy system of HDMI splitters and extenders and switches and like HDMI recorders and OBS. And I have this whole system. And now we have three computers all recording different elements of our stream. And they're all being compressed so that at the end of it, each is only 2.5 gigabytes instead of like 16 gigabytes. And it's a lot that goes into it. But if you guys ever need any like splitters or switchers or HDMI or anything like that, I'll link to a resource page where we have all of our favorite technology, all of our favorite tools, not just for HDMI and podcasting, but for resin and soap and everything. We're kind of building this big resource over at
we have it in two places,
Amazon influencer page.
Yeah.
And where we have all of our favorite products. So we're going to link that. It's kind of a nice master repository of all of our favorite things.
Because we get asked about it a lot. We'll have links. We'll have links to our thing of the weeks. We'll have links to some of the stuff we mentioned in the podcast.
Yep.
And I think that might be a good time to wrap it up. What do you think, baby?
I think that's a good thing, baby.
I think that's a good thing, baby. I don't know.
Thanks so much for watching.
Bye.
Bye.
It's like awkwardly mumble.
Thanks. Appreciate it.